This is special coverage from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary. President Bush just concluded a press conference from the White House Rose Garden. The president took Congress to task for failing to pass legislation that he says would have addressed some of the economic problems we're now facing. The president placed particular emphasis on the need for domestic oil production as a solution to the high cost of energy. He called the farm bill bloated. He said Congress failed to pass proposals that he had for dealing with the mortgage crisis and issues like student loans. I'm joined here in Studio 3A by Mara Liasson, NPR's national political correspondent. And from NPR's New York Bureau, we are also joined by NPR business correspondent Jim Zaroli. And Jim, I'd like to begin with you. The president was asked point blank a couple of times whether he would call what we are in right now a recession, which he declined to do. He said at a certain point, it doesn't matter what you call it, and we understand people's economic anxiety. But did you hear anything really new in this press conference in terms of solutions to the economic situation?
No, I mean, the president is in a really difficult position now. You know, consumer confidence is down. We have unemployment going up and, of course, oil prices up. Lots of problems in the economy, which he's aware of. He wants to show that he's concerned about this. But a lot of the problems, a lot of the ideas, I think, that have been talked about, he indicated he has problems with. For instance, he was asked, you know, should we be thinking about a second stimulus package? He said, well, it's too soon. We have to wait till the first one takes effect. He was asked about whether he would pressure the Saudis to produce more oil. He said, you know, the problem is there's just not that much capacity left right now. Demand around the world is rising faster than supply. So he really had to fall back on a lot of things he's been talking about for years, free trade, production in Anwar, making the tax cuts permanent.
Yeah. Mara Liasson, what about the emphasis that he seemed to place on this need for domestic oil production? As Jim just said, this is something we've been hearing from the president throughout his administration. But he seemed almost angry in his tone today when he was talking about
it. Well, there's no doubt that at a time of very high gas prices, people might think differently about drilling in Anwar, whereas before environmental concerns are paramount. Now people just want to get the price of gas down, although there's a debate about how much drilling in Anwar would actually do that in the short or medium term. He didn't commit himself to this idea of a gas tax holiday. He did say he would look at any idea. It's interesting. That's been the latest economic fault line in the presidential campaign. Hillary Clinton and John McCain are for it. It would basically be removing the 18.4-cent a gallon tax on gasoline for the summer driving months. Senator Obama has basically said it'll do nothing. At the most, it would save consumers $30 because you remove the taxes on gas doesn't mean you're going to put in price controls. And certainly gasoline companies, oil companies could raise the price of gas 18.4 cents a gallon and you wouldn't consumers wouldn't see any difference at all. And that apparently economists say has been the experience with this. It's not a guaranteed low. It doesn't guarantee you a lowering of the price of gas. And the gas tax goes to infrastructure and all sorts of roads and building. But what's interesting is the president, again, he is a lame duck. He has very low approval ratings. It's very hard for him to have his way with a Democratic Congress now. And I don't think anything he said today is going to change that.
Yeah. One other question on energy. Jim, he talked about ethanol production in particular. And we've been hearing more and more stories about the global food crisis, that the use of corn and the production of ethanol, you know, is adding to that crisis. He did address that. What was your take on his response to that?
Yeah, he was asked whether he was concerned about the role that ethanol production is playing in corn prices going up. And, of course, corn is a product that's used in a lot of other foods, so it has an impact on food prices. A lot of foods that we wouldn't expect. He basically downplayed that. He said he didn't think ethanol was really responsible for that. It was only responsible. I think he said only about 15% of the cost of corn is related to ethanol. You know, if that's the case, that would seem to be, you know, a significant amount. But he also said, I think, you know, it's just good in general for the United States to be growing energy rather than importing it.
Yeah. And another issue, towards the end of the press conference, Mara Liasson, he was asked about former President Jimmy Carter's meeting with Hamas, and he made it very clear that he thought that was a pretty bad idea still.
Yeah, and he kept on saying Hamas is the problem. He was trying to kind of avoid the Jimmy Carter issue. But sure, that was a pretty easy. That's a softball for President Bush.
Yeah. He also, towards the end there, he said, I think John McCain's going to be president.
Yeah. Now, that's something that isn't very earth-shattering. But you have this kind of pretext, or he says he doesn't want to get involved in the 2008 race. Of course, he's involved in it. And of course, he wants John McCain to be president. And he said he won't neglect the war on terror, implying that the Democrats would if they became president.
Yeah. And he was also asked about Afghanistan. Are we winning in Afghanistan? What's the situation?
Well,
there?
Once again, he says it's tough, it's difficult, it's worth the fight. That's pretty much what he says throughout both of these wars. Today, especially on a day where the president of Afghanistan has survived another assassination attempt, he certainly isn't going to be drawn into some kind of a statement where he suggests that we're not winning in Afghanistan. But both of those wars are not going as well as the president had hoped. Certainly the Iraq war is going a little bit better now. And these are issues that are going to be front and center in the presidential campaign. The economy and the war are the biggest drags on John McCain as he runs for president. And, you know, there are some silver linings in them. I mean, you know, it's harder to raise taxes if we are in a recession. So that's an easier Democratic proposal to bat back. But, he is bequeathing the person who wants to succeed him a lot of baggage.
I wonder, both of you can answer this. Maybe, Mara, you can start. I mean, do you think that anything the president said today really will assuage some of the anxiety that people are feeling out there as they're seeing, you know, as they're paying $40 to fill up their cars and the food prices are going up? Anything to calm people's nerves?
No, I really don't. I mean, I think it's very hard. The power of the bully pulpit declines with the president's disapproval, as a president's disapproval ratings climb. So I don't think that the president has the ability that he used to have to make people listen to him.
And Jim, what about this whole question about are we in a recession or are we not? How much does it matter whether we name it?
Well, that is a good point. Typically, we define a recession as two or more quarters of negative growth. We haven't had that yet. Now, tomorrow morning, we are supposed to get the GDP numbers for the first quarter. We may see that the economy shrank, but it hasn't happened yet. So technically speaking, the president is right in saying, you know, he can't call a recession.
Yeah. And again, he was asked about that, whether he thought that when those numbers were released, would it push us into a recession? Again, as we've said a couple of times already, he said refused to say that. But, you know, this news conference occurred on a day that, the Federal Reserve Board is expected once again to cut interest rates. And yet none of these things really were addressed by the president.
No. You know, I do think it matters whether we're in a recession or not. I think when and if we get to that, those two negative quarters of growth, and the R word is on every headline in every paper, that will make a big difference.
And of course, President Bush is never going to say that R word.
Yeah. Well, he might after it's officially certified.
You know, can I just say that one of the problems for the president is that the things that are going to get us out of recession, lower interest rates, and the economic stimulus package have already been tried, so they just haven't taken effect yet.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us, Jim. NPR's Jim Zarroli, our business correspondent, joined us from our bureau in New York. Mara Liasson is here with me in Studio 3A, our national political correspondent. I'm Lynn Neary, and you've been listening to an NPR News special.